This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
We back. Welcome back to Toyota of Hollywood, 1841 North State Road 7. Come on out here and say hi. As we got all kinds of people. As Rick Smith, by the way, is walking around here waiting to take care of you out here at Toyota of Hollywood. I see Herbie Lopez working hard there. He is waiting for you. So come on out to 1841 North State Road 7. Really easy to get to. And we've kind of been on a little bit of a roll. Some of you out there have been coming every week out here to visit us at Toyota of Hollywood. So thank you all, whether it's here or at Acura tomorrow in Pembroke Pines, which will be at Craig's Inn tomorrow, starting off at 11 o'clock. What do we got here on the chat board? Let me see. Let's get to the accidentlawfirm.com text line. As I promised, because obviously that that text line is always active here on the program. And if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, Jesse in Minneapolis says, you've got that right on the Central Park woman, 100%, bro. Yes, she is, she was as disgusting and vile of a human being as it gets. RVA Richmond, Virginia says, how about Miami homegirl, cocaine cowboy, the Black Widow? What are we talking about here? I'm trying to figure out what was that, RVA? You got to fill me in on what was I talking about? Because it might have been over 24 hours. Big O, do you think you can watch the Bears-Dolphin game on demand if you missed it? That's the beauty of YouTube, right? It's always on demand. I was on WFAN last night, and I talked to John Jastrzemski. He's a big Dolphins fan, and I asked him if he's ever listened to the Big O Show podcast. He said no, but he knows you're in Miami. I told him, please, as one Dolphin to another, listen to him. You won't be disappointed. I hope other Dolphins heard what I said, too. Dolphin Jeff from Long Island. Well, I appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you. I don't know John Jastrzemski. Don't know who he is. I didn't know he worked at FAN. I don't listen to FAN, so I wouldn't know. But he's a Dolphin, so I guess he's a brother from another mother now. Now I will know that he is one of those fellow Dolphins in the media. Big O, there's, and he's in New York. That's got to be a lot of fun for him. Big O, there's no minor league baseball this year, and if Major League Baseball fails this year, then the fans won't be coming back for a while. It will make the strike season of 94-95 season a complete joke. Listen, man, baseball is buried enough already in the sports totem pole. If they want to take the year off, go ahead, man. Go ahead. You want to keep burying your sport and keep losing traction and lose money? Because unlike other people, I am convinced TV contracts will be going downward for Major League Baseball, because there's no way it can go up, because there's less interest in the sport every year. Okay? Major League Soccer will be taking away a lot of money from Major League Baseball over the next 10 years. You'll see. The Fish say Tua needs to lose that three-quarter release and learn to throw over the top, or he's going to have to many knockdowns on a line of scrimmage. Word. Who said that? Who said it? I'm sorry. Did Brian Flores say that? Because last time I checked, he's not the first quarterback that can throw three-quarter. It's not okay. See, here's the here's where we get to the point of ridiculousness. Okay, you might be able to get away with a sidearm throw. Three-quarter throw doesn't matter, or over the shoulder, doesn't matter. They all can get blocked. Ryan used to get his ball blocked all the time because it's passing lanes. And so a guy like him has to understand passing lanes. And that's how you don't get your ball blocked. That you understand where the blocking scheme is and then how you line up. You know what the routes are. So then you're going to know which are the windows that you have to look through. Okay? It's not that. There are plenty of guys that have had a sidearm throw and they've made a living in the league. And a three-quarter throw. And Pat Mahomes actually adjusts his throw to depending on what he needs to make. And in today's and Russell Wilson does the same thing all the time. He throws the ball at different angles. And that's what I would tell you. Russell Wilson doesn't, Tua does not need to learn how to throw overhead. He needs to learn how to throw in different angles, in different positions. Why? Because when you're moving around, you're going to throw from different angles. So it's not as simple as, well, he's got to throw it over his shoulder. You can throw it over the shoulder, but if you're lined up right behind the left tackle and you're trying to throw that out pattern and you're trying to go over the left tackle and the defensive end, that's going to be pretty rough. Now, if you're slightly to the right, in between the guard and the tackle, and you're making that same throw, wow, I wonder how it'll go. Might go a little easier, right? Because there's a passing lane. So that's what Drew Brees, that's what Russell Wilson, that's what Joe Montana, any of these guys that don't tower 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", and that they can, and then, you know, they're long and lanky and they can look over everybody. The guys that are shorter, the guys that are 6'2", 6'1", 6', 5'11", 5'10", they got to work with passing lanes. They got to learn how to move. And then that's what makes Drew Brees great, is that he is phenomenal as an anticipatory thrower. He is phenomenal in knowing where his players are going to be. And he's also phenomenal at using the passing lanes. And don't kid yourself. The struggles with Drew Brees early on in his career might have been because he didn't understand the passing lanes. And then, because you're not a tall quarterback, you have to make those adjustments. So it's not as simple as, well, you can't throw sidearm. Well, you can't throw three-quarter. Well, you can't throw over the top. You can throw all of them. It's how you go about it is the key. It's not as simple as, well, if you throw it over the top. Well, if you throw it over the top and you're trying to throw over the guard and the defensive tackle, it's still going to be a hard throw. That's a thing that, you know, Joe Fan throws out there and doesn't really understand the big picture of the whole thing. How much do you learn from sitting and watching somebody ride roller skates? Absolutely nothing. You must put them out there to learn, so that sitting Tua is bullcrap. The best quarterback starts. Yeah, you know, of course, because Aaron Rodgers, you know, he didn't learn anything. You're right, sir. By the way, Marino sat for about, seven games or something like that. Right? I forgot what game was Oakland, but it was pretty close to the middle of the season. He didn't start either. Big O, is it possible? Oh, and Donovan McNabb also sat his first year and Peterson played. He went on to have a pretty good career. So has Marino, and he sat half a season. Aaron Rodgers is also headed to the Hall of Fame, sitting several years. No, you're right, sir. Sitting never really helps. Nobody has ever sat before and actually gone on to have a good career. You're right, sir. I forgot about that. Yeah, you know, I appreciate you reminding me that you shouldn't sit. You should start right from day one. Yeah, it helps out a lot. Pat Mahomes sat for a year too, sir. Ask Alex Smith. Tell that to Pat Mahomes when he sat behind a vet and Alex Smith, bro. I don't want Tua to end up like Johnny Manziel or Baker. Rushing a play sometimes isn't the best case. Way to go, Miami fan for life 305. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Again, that's just, it's Joe Fan pulling crap out of his ass and not really thinking about it because you're just a fan. You don't really think about the quarterback position. You don't think about passing lanes. You don't understand the height of a quarterback and how it affects it. You just think that because he throws over the shoulder, he's going to get it over everybody else, which is not true. Because if you don't know how J.J. Watt plays, you're going to get the ball batted down no matter if you throw it over the shoulder, three-quarter, sidearm, submarine. I don't care what you do. He's going to block it. But if you don't know how to anticipate his jump and what he does when you have to pass from his side of the football, that's on you, the quarterback. And it's also on the offensive lineman in their blocking to make sure they keep him down. There's a lot of factors in all of this. And just like, you know, oh, I don't want him to sit. I want him to start right away. Again, you're not thinking. The offensive line, the running game, lack of experience, no offseason. No, I want him to start right away. Even though it makes no sense to start him right away because it's not a regular offseason, but that's what I want because he's the number one pick. He's number five overall. And then what was the other line he put? Tua learning is bullcrap. The best quarterback starts. Oh, DraftKings fan duel, my man. You couldn't be more off on that statement, my brother. Okay? Nothing wrong with sitting down and learning. And there's, again, this is the part that I think a lot of you, like DraftKings, doesn't understand. There's no hurry here. What are we rushing to? You realize the Dolphins have sucked for 20-something years, right? You do realize that, right? And they haven't won anything for 40. So Chris Greer and Brian Flores are trying to build something sustainable. So in order to build it to be sustainable, you got to make it work first. So let's first build up the offensive line. Get that running game going. Howard, Breida, all these cats are contributing. Fitz has got them all in a groove. Right? Devontae's healthy, kicking ass. Preston Williams back. Gesicki's making plays, all that stuff, right? And then you bring Tua in. So then you allow his skill sets to then help take the offense to another level. But if the kid has to come in and run for his life and take hit after hit and the running game is not consistent and the offensive line is a sieve and how's he going to play well? And then he's taking shots that he doesn't have to take. That's why you have Fitz here. That's why you have Rosen here. Because early on, if Fitz isn't playing well and neither is the offense, guess who I want in there? I want Rosen in there. I don't want Tua. Rosen's healthy. Never had a big injury. He's been in the NFL 2 years. He's seen a lot more than Tua. I want Rosen in there. I don't want Tua. To me, if you want Tua in there right away, you don't understand football. You don't really get it. And you're willing to sacrifice and ruin your future with the team by doing that. Again, there is no hurry. None. At all. I don't understand what the hurry is. I get it. Our team has been terrible for a long, long time. But I want Flores and Greer to build this up so it's not 2008 It's not 2016. It's not 2001. You understand what I'm talking about? The few playoff experiences that meant nothing, that you were building on nothing because you weren't coming back. That's not what I want. I don't want to kill myself to just win 9 or 10 games and sneak into the playoffs and then it's over and I got cap problems because I bought too many guys just to sneak into the playoffs. No, dude. I want to build this up with a whole bunch of young guys, teach them all how to win, get a cycle of young guys going, keep the ones that I need, our core players, get rid of the others, use them as compensatory picks, and now start the cycle. The cycle of you got good guys, you got great players, and then eventually you get off that gravy train before it's over. And you're turning it over. And now you're consistently good and you're constantly finding talent. And if you can find Preston Williams undrafted, and if you can find Davin Godchow in the 5th round, then that tells me when Chris Greer's got a team that's winning and picking late in the 1st round, he's going to find somebody. He doesn't have to have a top 5 pick to pick somebody. Anybody can find a good player top 5. But can you find Xavier Howard in the 2nd round? Yeah, I can. Oh, okay, great. That's what we need. We need the GM that when you start winning, he can maintain the winning by finding talent later on in the draft. And so far, he's kind of proven that he can do that. So now we'll find out if he builds the cycle up and does what Shula used to do all the time, win and maintain winning. Even though he was picking late in the 1st round every stinking year. But somehow or another, they were a winning team. Pat Riley's teams are rarely in the lottery. And they find ways to win every year, pretty much. That's what we want. This whole thing about let's rush, rush, rush. What are we rushing to? You know, it's that line from Colors. When the older cop is telling the younger cop, who's Sean Penn, and the older cop is the bald guy who's a hell of an actor. What's his name? Ah, damn it, what's his name? He's in Days of Thunder.
You get out there and surf.
He's in Days of Thunder.
Apocalypse Now, man.
Apocalypse Now.
You get out there and surf.
God, he's such a good actor. What's his name, man? I'm so pissed I'm forgetting his name because it's insulting I'm forgetting his name because he's such a good actor. And come on, man. Somebody help me out. One of you have to know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so there was that moment where Penn wanted to attack really, really quick, go get the gangbangers, and he was like, you ever hear the joke of the older bull and the young bull? And he says, hey, look at all those cows down there. Let's run down there and go F them. And he goes, hey, why don't we just walk down and F them all, you know?
Let's go down there and get one. And he's like, how about if we just walk down there
and get them all?
And get them all.
Right? Robert Duvall. Thank you, Robert Duvall. That's it.
Phenomenon.
Excellent actor. Excellent actor. That's what this is. This isn't about rushing in to get a 10-win season like 2016 and 2008 and 2001 and then follow it up with nothing. Because you're killing yourself trying to just get there for one trip. That's not what we want anymore. Let's build this team up so that way they're going to the playoffs this year, next year, the year after, and every year they're a contender, like the Ravens, like the Patriots were, the Steelers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like the Dolphins used to be. That's what this is all about. It's not about rushing down there for one, man. I don't know. We got to get in the playoffs. No, man. That's not the big picture. We got to win a Super Bowl. is what it is. It's not about one, 9, 10, 11 win season. It's about many of those double-digit seasons. It's about having many opportunities to go to the playoffs. Because if you only go to the playoffs in 01 and then 08 and then 16 and you haven't been back since, it's because the league was made up for you to be 500. So every once in a while, you're going to sneak into the playoffs. Doesn't mean that you're a substance team. You know? So let's a little patience. I know it has sucked to deal with this team for 20-plus years. But they're not going to overcome and build a dynasty or build a perennial winner overnight. It takes a little while. So let's give them some time, and please give Tua time to grow. I think that's really the important part. Miami Fran for Life says, how much better are the Fins this time next year with another two top 10 picks and plenty of money to spend on the cap and your sleeper undrafted free agent signing you have an eye on? Fins up. That's why I love the pace that we're going and the direction that we're going in. Let's see. Richard, don't you want the best possible team for Tua to be protected by and to throw to? Why make him go on the field when we're in phase two of a three-part plan? There you go. I like putting it that way. It's phase two. Yeah. Unlike the idiots now, they're, hey, the second wave of the coronavirus. I'm sorry, when did the first wave end? Oh, be careful. The second wave of the coronavirus is coming. I'm sorry. People are still dying. People are still catching corona. When did the first wave end? In Brazil now, they're starting to get to their peak now. It's so depressing to see how many graves they're digging in Brazil. Who the hell... Who comes up with these stupid-ass things? Is there some idiot sitting somewhere going, well, hey, it's the second wave. No, it's not the second wave, dude. It's a tsunami that continues to hit us. The hell are you talking about? Second wave. I'm sorry. When did we kill the first one? I did not know that COVID-19 pandemic was over. Like, wow, the second wave. The first wave is still crashing on us. All over the world, the first wave is still going on. And people are talking about, oh, the second wave. I didn't know we went like months or a year without any more COVID-19. All of a sudden, it popped up again. That would be officially a second wave. But if we never killed the first one, you can't have a second wave, folks. I'm just saying.
There has to be a gap, you know, a miss.
Something, dude.
Yeah.
When Jaws 1 ends, okay, and he tells him, smile, you son of a bitch, and he shoots him, and he blows up to pieces. And then you have the second one. That's the second wave. That's the second shark. Okay. So you got to electrocute this one.
Smoke bomb eyeballs.
and then you've got the one you got to electrocute. That's third. But you can't call coronavirus a second wave when the first wave isn't done. Now, is this because somebody wanted to have a little catchphrase? We'll call it a second wave. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I just wish I was there that moment. So when they go second wave, because, you know, you always need somebody to keep you in check, right? Yeah, we'll call it second wave. And I would have stood up and go, when did the first wave end? And that's when I really would have loved to seen their faces. Humming. Because the first wave hasn't ended. I'm sorry. I think every day people are still dying in this country. Okay? I don't know. Several hundred people are dying every day in this country still. Right? Then the number continues to grow. It's over 100,000 now. Right? Okay. So I would like to know when the second wave actually can really start, when the first wave has never finished. Okay? Just, I don't know. Just something that came to mind every time I hear these idiots. Second wave. Second wave. Sound like a bunch of surfers. All right, let's talk about EJD Construction. Listen, if you want to be surfing in your home, I mean, maybe Eric can build you a beach. I don't know. It's possible. They build everything. I'm not talking about a handyman. I'm talking about custom home construction, major home remodeling, okay? So I don't know. Maybe he can build a wave pool there in your house. I have no idea. But I know this. He's had people build, like, TVs coming out of the roof and walls and all kinds of stuff, from fountains to additions to your home. You know, a lot of families are consolidating because of COVID-19. They've had to move out and they've had to move together. Well, maybe you need to expand your home. Call EJD Construction right now, folks. 305-318-4978. Eric and company, extremely responsible, COVID-19 ready. They use masks and gloves along with OSHA requirements, and they arrive on their sales appointments with the gloves and the masks. And first responders, you will get developer rates. So call Eric right now and make sure, as always, tell him that Big O sent you. 305-318-4978. Go to the website, EJD Construction, 305-318-4978, EJDConstruction.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.